Customer service management strategy development. When logistics provides internal and external customers with superior customer service, the added value ripples through the supply chain. How much effort should the logistics function devote to a customer management strategy? Ask, do the costs involved in delivering a specified service level represent a good investment? The goal is to provide a targeted service level while minimizing costs to maintain or improve market share and/or profitability. Steps in a customer management strategy development process may include the following. Analyze current relationships with internal and external customers. Research expectations and preferences. Benchmark other organizations. Identify the organization's strengths and weaknesses per service element. Calculate the benefit-cost ratio and do other financial analysis. Select tools and technologies to assist the efforts. Implement the strategy. Measure performance and identify areas for improvement. Analyze current relationships. There are a number of ways to measure how well logistics is meeting the needs of current customers. The team can try these approaches. Review customer feedback and comments on previous interactions/transactions. Examine documentation on lost customers, such as exit interviews or complaints. Conduct face-to-face interviews or send surveys asking for honest and critical feedback from internal and external customers. Incentives or coupons may be needed to attract enough responses from B2C customers. Gather both qualitative and quantitative information. A standard questionnaire results in data that can be compiled and analyzed. Start with a scaled rating, for example, 1 equals strongly disagree, 2 equals disagree, 3 equals neutral, 4 equals agree, 5 equals strongly agree, and include open-ended questions. The following are some examples. Is logistics meeting your needs? Scale grading, what can logistics do to anticipate, meet, or exceed them? Open-ended. What does your functional area expect from logistics? Open-ended. How well are we meeting these expectations? Scale grading. How well is logistics doing with the following services? Scale gradings for specific services. If a particular service needs to be improved, how could it be changed? Open-ended. What new logistics services should be offered and how? Open-ended. How can logistics better assist your organization in meeting its objectives? Open-ended. Another tool for collecting customer feedback is an audit, which can be used to determine the quality of a logistics service. The auditor could be internal to the organization or a consultant, but should be independent from logistics to avoid bias. The auditor may give tasks/activities a scale grading, and areas can be weighted according to their importance. Multiplying the weight by the rating yields a weighted score. Audits can focus on specific customer segments or internal customers. If repeated annually, trends can be compared year over year. Research expectations and preferences. While marketing will gather information on products/features, price, and so on, logistics professionals need to learn about logistics-related customer requirements and expectations, service options, service reliability and quality, and access to products and services. The logistics manager ranks what elements the customer segment values the most and determines how best to share this information with stakeholders. Benchmark other organizations. Next, customers are asked for their opinions about competitors' offerings. This is one way to do benchmarking. Gathering this information can be done via face-to-face or telephone interviews, focus groups, etc. Identify strengths and weaknesses. Logistics strengths and weaknesses for each service element are then identified. A service element analysis matrix like the one in Exhibit 3-6 can be used. Exhibit 3-6, Service Element Analysis. Adapted from Source, David F. Ross, Distribution Planning and Control, Managing in the Era of Supply Chain Management, 3rd edition. Used with permission. Logistics uses such a matrix to rank and then prioritize potential investments in service elements. Competitive strengths in the top right are basically the organization's current core competencies and should be maintained. The top left zone, competitive vulnerability, will be the largest area for directing improvements, while the bottom right, irrelevant superiority, will be the largest opportunity for cost cutting. For instance, say that your firm does not offer same-day delivery and the customer says it is of high value. This would be a competitive vulnerability, so the firm should consider providing in-house or outsourced same-day service, but only if it passes a benefit-cost test, the next step. On the other hand, if same-day delivery is offered but customers do not value it or use it enough, it would be an irrelevant superiority, and the service should be eliminated because it is costing more than it is worth. Services that fall in the gray zone may be less significant to the strategy, but can be addressed in cost-effective ways on a case-by-case basis. Services that fall in the relative unimportant zone might be allowed to continue as they are without working to improve them, such as a service that doesn't need to be done quickly, but if not done at all would be a problem, such as a potential legal liability. Or they might be dropped entirely, especially if they are not profitable. Calculate benefit-cost ratio and do other financial analysis. This step involves determining whether the costs associated with increasing customer service in a given element are a good investment. The incremental cost of providing the next higher level of service is compared to the incremental benefits. Estimation may be needed for things like increased loyalty, fewer stockouts, or retail compliance failures. Estimates should stay on the conservative side. The benefit-cost ratio is simply benefits divided by costs, with any amount over 1.0 being a positive return on investment. Other financial analyses, such as a payback period, could also be part of the analysis. The optimum service level that provides the highest overall profit is a function of unit sales price, cost per unit, and sales volume. Sales volume must be accounted for since higher prices tend to reduce sales for some products more than others, and vice versa. Reducing costs can enable lower prices to be offered, or it can enable keeping the price the same while earning higher profit margins per sale. Select tools. Many technologies and tools can help in implementing a customer management strategy. Call center tools may include interactive voice response to automatically route customer calls, use of a call center and analytics to evaluate service data, or automatic call distribution, which will reduce wait times and match call content to service representatives' expertise. Implement strategy. An effective customer management strategy must address the needs of customers, supply channel participants, employees, and shareholders. Therefore, during strategy implementation, it is important to develop metrics that measure relative levels of success with each of these stakeholder groups and then revisit the strategy later based on feedback. Customers. In addition to periodically determining which services are most in demand by each customer segment, strategy implementation may require better communication with supply chain members so that their needs can also be met. This could mean re-evaluating logistics processes to better support improved customer service in light of the matrix results. For example, logistics might change a pre-transaction service, such as improving materials handling to avoid damaging promotional displays, or ensuring that displays are the first thing unloaded so they can be set up and immediately stocked with the inventory in the vehicle. Supply channel participants. Logistics needs to work closely with suppliers to source quality raw materials and components at competitive prices. Implementation of a supplier relationship management program can help ensure that benefits are allocated fairly among supply chain members so all have an incentive to keep the end customer as their priority. Ideally, suppliers should be involved in new product development and design with the manufacturer. Employees. Employees' levels of satisfaction with logistics as an internal supplier need to be monitored and controlled. Continuous improvement of customer management processes can help streamline workflows and remove redundant steps and wasted time, enabling employees to focus on what they do best. This helps create an atmosphere of rewarding work and feeling self-empowered and appreciated for one's contributions. Shareholders. This group demands a sufficient return on their investment and will expect proof of business growth and profitability. They will expect a customer management program to better position the company in the marketplace against its competitors. They will want to see incremental improvements in value-added services that earn the customer's loyalty. Measure performance. The last step in customer management strategy development is to conduct regular comprehensive assessments of logistics performance over time. Metrics are selected and calculated, and the results are compared to pre-established standards. If standards are not being met, then a corrective plan will specify performance improvements. Usually both internal and external performance measures are tracked in three areas: process, product, and satisfaction. Using this three-pronged approach can ensure that logistics value-added service strategies meet customers' expectations.